Dozens of kids die from heat stroke in cars. No one is perfect, so set a reminder and always look before you lock. Where's Baby? Paid for by NHTSA.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Today, mainly sunny with an isolated shower or two in the afternoon with highs topping out in the upper 80s to lower
90s. 5 a.m. and 71 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
A community advisory committee announced its recommendation to rename Murray High School and Community Public Charter School to Rose Hill Community School.
That decision is stirring up controversy.
The idea that they would change the name from the name of a beloved black female educator to the name of a plantation whose fields were toiled by enslaved black humans is appalling. It seems the antithesis of everything that we're striving for and toward in our country right now.
Murray was named after Virginia L. Murray. She was the first black supervisor appointed in Albemarle County.
The number of new cases of COVID-19 in Virginia is going down, but the news isn't so good here in Charlottesville and Albemarle County, where cases are on the rise. In the Thomas Jefferson Health District overall, 7.2% of COVID-19 tests have come back positive. Thomas Jefferson Health District's Ryan McKay says those numbers have caught the health department's attention.
I think maybe the concern would be that as we enter phase three, the adherence to those guidelines has slipped, whether that's face coverings, social gatherings, physical distancing.
McKay says the tighter restrictions may be necessary if the percent of positive cases gets closer to 10%.
Scammers really know no boundaries, do they? The Virginia Department of Health is warning us that there are COVID tracing scammers going around now. According to the Department of Health, when a legitimate contact tracer calls, their ID will read VDH COVID team on your phone. There are scammers out there who are trying to scam you out of your information. VDH says a legitimate tracer will offer to enroll a person in a voluntary contact monitoring platform called Sarah Alert, which can be used to update local health departments on status of cases of COVID-19, but they won't ask for things like social security numbers or money.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 72 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station that's helping out the United Way of Greater Charlottesville, putting those masks online for you to order. All the money goes to the United Way. Find out more at WCHV.com.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of batteries plus bulbs, plus phone repair to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Broken screen? Dead battery? Batteries Plus Bulbs can fix that. Screens repaired and batteries replaced.